But it tells of a story of a man. It says he is the last inhabitant to exit the hellfire. And he looks back at the hellfire and he says, like, I am done with you. And he praises Allah and he thanks Allah for removing him from this. And as he is walking away from the hellfire, he sees a tree. And he asks Allah if he can sit under this tree. And he is granted this. And he rests there. And then there's another tree that's greater than the one that he is that he is sitting under. And he says, oh Allah, that tree. And Allah responds to him by saying, Abdi, if I give this to you, I'm not sure that you'll be content. You'll continue to ask for more. No, Allah, only this tree. Only this tree. So Allah grants it to him. And he moves to this tree. And the same thing happens. A greater tree is presented to him. And he asks, oh Allah, that tree. I will not ask you for anything more after this. My servant, didn't you just ask me for this? I'm afraid if I give this to you, you will not be content and you will ask for more. No, Allah, only this one, only this one. And it says that as he moves to that tree and he sits there, he then sees the gates of Jannah. Of course he's going to ask. Oh Allah, this one. Oh Allah, this one. Please, just the gates. And this hadith continues, and the man is let into the Jannah, and he has seen all of these things. And there's more that it continues in the hadith, but I'm going to just stop here to say that the hope that I felt when I read this hadith, that this is the last person to enter from the exit from the hellfire, to be entered into the Jannah, and the type of farah, the type of joy, the type of happiness that this person has. And you think about it. And all the hadiths that we hear about, and at the end of time, that someone who just has a mithqala, a mustard seed of iman in their heart will enter Jannah.